Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We are rolling.
We are rolling.
We are freaking rolling.
Heidi is
tripping right now.
I am.
She has Kelsey, our hero. Kelsey is more than just a babysitter. She's dog sitter, jewelry maker, friend.
Family assistant.
She's everything.
Loved one.
So we trust Kelsey so much, but still.
Yeah.
Miracle Baby is on the street in a stroller and Heidi's not there. This is...
I know. Breaking news.
We have a guest.
It's nap time.
The good news is our guest does not have SARS. That was a wild Twitter rumor that gave us a panic attack this morning.
That I almost canceled.
And we called and we're like, we're not coming near anyone that has SARS, which if you don't know what that is, we had to Google it. It is a very highly infectious respiratory... virus.
Yes.
Yeah. So we made sure Podcast One called our guest, who is Mercedes, star of Shaw's of Sunset, which we used to watch every week for at least, what, 3 seasons before?
Yeah.
Before we had a Angel and stopped watching reality TV. Mm-hmm. It's so dark. No reality TV. It's so crazy. But life is so freaking good. Oh, by the way, we are on the hills because Whitney is on the hills talking about it in Hollywood Reporter. So if
everybody is.
And Brody did
Even
a post.
Stephanie keeps doing my two favorite things, the hills.
Yeah, so
everybody
update,
is.
We are on the new season of the hills. And if we weren't supposed to say that, that's shady because everyone else talking about it. So, yeah. Breaking news. That's why we're at the VMAs. I don't know what was so, why. I don't know. I think we were confused because I talked to Kyle and he's like, you're allowed to talk about being on it. You just can't talk about who else is on it.
Huh. And Abby just found an ice cream truck for Gunner's party.
Wow, she's working while on vacation.
I have been emailing her. I've been texting her. But it's $750.
Well,
that's an expensive ice cream truck,
people. Is it
people?
Non-GMO, organic, grass-fed, cane sugar?
Better come down with a unicorn.
Freaking recycled, blah, 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 containers, no straws.
I know.
So, yeah, I'm so impressed with Heidi.
Yeah, this is a big challenge for me.
I won't air out the people that I'm upset about, but there's people in Heidi's life that making her feel some type of way. And you... women know if you're listening who I'm talking about, and you should watch that. That's bullying, ladies. I don't like that. It's a little mean girlish, but that's all I'll say. Figure it out. If you're one of those people, you should be feeling some type of way, but I doubt you're listening to the podcast because you're that type of person. That's a little secret hater.
So I had our neighbor come up to us, which was really fun yesterday because they got a notice about
MJ's team. I love MJ. Oh, this is great news.
And
Heidi got accosted.
They stopped me.
Accosted. Look at that Gucci bag. Dang, that must be.
It's not Mercedes.
I know, Heidi.
Okay.
I've seen the show.
Okay, sorry. So anyways, he was like, what's up with this filming? It looks like it's not an option and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah,
anyways, it was not a comfortable conversation.
Oh, the superstar has entered the building.
You guys thought I was sick. I wasn't sick.
We thought you had SARS.
SARS.
We don't know. We had to Google it.
Rhetorically, of course not.
Rhetorically.
We just had to double check.
Got to make sure. Just
you look healthy
Gunner.
As can be.
Hi.
Great nails.
Hi.
How are you?
No,
I tweeted my first Twitter video, like where you actually press video from Twitter, and I said, I'm so excited to meet you guys, and I sneezed, and I didn't start over because you have to press like 5 buttons, start over, and go back into thing, open it, reverse camera, hit video, and then my husband kept walking into the shot, so I was like, I don't need to start it over, just like I don't need to put makeup on in order to like do a video, like freckles, sunspots, whatever. And then
you don't have to wear the headphones if you don't want to.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so when sometimes like your friend makes a joke like for 4 years and like it starts to get old because like anytime anyone like anywhere in his universe sneezes anywhere, he just goes SARS like that. So some friend, I was like, do you guys want me to ask them anything? I was like, they're interviewing me, but it's a conversation. This was in my tweet. And like he responded SARS.
That trainer, the verified trainer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, if she had SARS, I got a, I'm like, baby, that's so crazy.
Yeah. I didn't know what it was. I had to Google it.
We had to Google
anyway,
it.
Anyway, I decided to, so I wanted to tell you guys that I have been watching, was watching you guys because my show didn't come on until 2010. So you guys were like my soap opera obsession.
Thank you.
I would watch it. I swear to God, me and my friends would watch it over again from the beginning right after it ended. I know the look on your face is like, are you f***ing kidding me?
That is so
funny. I appreciate that.
I mean, how does it feel? But like, it was scripted. Everyone said, like, Kristen says it was scripted. A lot of people, is it not? Is it or not?
I feel like everyone now wants to say it's scripted, but I think Heidi and I were the only ones that had like any had all the fake stuff.
Okay. Yeah, because the rest of the cast wouldn't film with us.
So we had to film
just with each other. And so they would be like, well, if you guys don't figure out this storyline or do this, you're not going to make the episode. And we're like, okay, well, then what's the storyline? They'd be like, well, just fight about this and that. And so like for us, it was different.
Oh, so Heidi, please turn... Oh, to the listener that DM me that our notifications always give them a heart attack. Well, guess what? We need some of these notifications. So, your notifications. Just because we're doing a podcast doesn't mean we can't be notified if baby's crying. Okay, thank you.
What's that about? Somebody
Twittered me or DM'd me, like, every time on the podcast, like, that beeping noise from a notification goes off, it gives me a panic attack for my phone. Like, I have a notification. It's like, well, that's life.
People just want to share things, like, no matter what it is. Like, they farted, they should tell you. The bell made them feel something, they should tell you.
I have lots of those DMs. Thank you, everyone, for telling me all about everything.
I have to warn you, I have Gunner, and he's coming up. So I'm, like, it's, like, the first time I even let a babysitter take him, and he's crying, so he's going to come up, and
chatting.
Okay. It's a very
unique podcast.
Yeah, it's very challenging.
So can we also acknowledge that you guys have Lauren Weber and Hunter... Do you guys know
right.
Please,
them?
Please, talk. Go.
And Benton Bohannon. You guys know that I've worked with them for like 3 years.
What's the scoop?
Tell us
everything.
There's like, they're good. They are. I don't have anything bad to say about them.
You have any warnings?
No. I mean, you guys are more seasoned than I am. How many seasons did you have?
6-ish.
Don't you? You guys have gut instincts anyway.
I mean, yeah, they're producers. Course. I feel like a producer is a
producer. I think you'll have a much better experience with them than that crap that you're talking about.
Oh, great news.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm getting married. How exciting.
Thank you.
We watched the whole journey before Gunner. We watched your show.
Yeah.
Which Gunner?
Our son.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. I don't know why I connected it with
Gunner.
Because
he's miracle. He's miracle baby. That's probably what you know.
What makes you say that?
Because he's a miracle.
Really? Well, because all babies are
of
miracles.
Course, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. And we look forward to my husband and I to starting our family as well, hopefully soon. But, the journey was fun. We met on Tinder. We like...
Oh, my God. I wish we had a Tinder ad today. That would be the perfect podcast ad.
Do I have a problem where my sarcasm doesn't land properly? They sound a little too serious.
I don't think so.
I mean, you're talking
the most sarcastic person.
Heidi
literally
has to tell me, like, I don't like your sarcasm.
You do
sometimes. There's a line between like not funny and funny.
But you're also a lot sweeter, and you're from Colorado. I mean, yeah, my husband's from Queens, so they bust balls. You know what I mean? That's how they talk. How far along are you guys in the? Are you in pre-production? Are you shooting?
Yeah.
Justin Bobby, Whitney Port.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
You got Adriana. This,
dude. Did you hear, allegedly, in the news, Adrina, I read this, so any MTV execs, this is public knowledge. I read that Ryan Cabrera and Adrina broke up. So I don't know if that's because...
That's a good time.
Oh, I don't know. You know? I do love Justin Bobby.
Maybe they weren't official.
Yeah. I just read this MTV.
She's single,
this is on Google
think.
Alerts.
Yeah.
I have Adrina and Ryan Cabrera on Google Alerts, obviously.
So it's open game.
Wait, you have scoop too, because Omar, who works for Proud Daddy Crystals, is a huge Shaw's a Sunset fan, and he's up to date, because once we had the baby, we like lost our reality TV.
We went dark
behind. But he told me that Diamond Water Lady is off the show.
Awesome. Yeah,
I think we're allowed to talk about that, right? Yeah.
Whatever you're allowed to talk. You know.
You know what? I'm feeling in a very safe place. I hope I don't say anything that's going to get me in trouble.
I know.
Oh, is it not aired yet?
No, we're halfway through our season, and she's not in the promo, the main title shoot. Everyone knows. She has not appeared, and we're halfway through.
Nobody's addressed why she hasn't appeared on the show?
No one has addressed why she's not on the show because, you know, Bravo doesn't say that, like, someone was fired. They don't say she was or she wasn't, right? So I'm definitely not saying that she was fired, but she's not here. That's, like, all we say. And we wish her well. She had a baby, and she's with her baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's selling her diamond water.
I haven't seen it yet for sale. But
there won't be diamond water on the market, but she has caftans.
What's that?
That's basically like a long thing that's, you know, decorated.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know,
beautiful.
Like those things that beautiful. Are big and
so great for the pool.
I'll show you a picture. Like, yes. They're good for the pool.
Like a wrap. Like a fancy wrap.
Like if you go on vacation. Yes, exactly. Like a fancy wrap. Oh,
right. Or go on a safari.
If you go on a safari.
Or if you're just a little extra.
If you need a good dress.
You know, I would wear it. I'm totally gender fluid.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you would. Yeah, they would see you. I mean, like those colors that you're wearing in your tie-dye t-shirt are like also very caftan-esque.
I should just be her competition, really.
You should
drop tie-dye caftans.
Yeah, that's a great idea. On Sunday, October 14th, the CW and the creator of Jane the Virgin comes the highly anticipated new series, Charmed. I am so excited. I have watched every single episode of the previous one, and this is the revamp. So I've seen the episodes. It's unbelievable. Two sisters, one's an activist, and one's a fun-loving sorority wannabe. So they have the shock of their lives, suspicious death of their mother. Let me tell you what, this is thrilling. Then there's another huge shock that shows up at their door. It's an older sister who's a scientist that mom's been hiding, that third sister all their lives. Can you imagine that? So with the death of their mother, suddenly their powers are unleashed. Mind reading, freezing time, moving things with their minds, all really cool things. So imagine if all the women that you knew and loved made you more powerful, your very own OG squad. What would that be like? So if you could have one magic power to make everyday life a little easier, what would that be? Late for a ride, freezing time. If your latte is cold, maybe warm it up with a little flame from your fingers. Each charmed one has a special power, but now they have to figure out how to access and control. All the while been trying to lead a normal life and make the world a better place. That's a lot on their plates. That's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of power there. It's thrilling. It's fun. It's cool. I can't wait for the rest of the series. Three sisters, they'll find a unique magical gifts in themselves and the powers in each other. Together, they will find their destinies and become the power of three. Starring Madeline Mantock, Sarah Jeffrey, and Melanie Diaz. Charmed is casting a spell on the CW. Series premiere Sunday, October 14th, after the season premiere of Supergirl, only on the CW. If you like our show, you're going to love The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne. Join them each week as they inspire minds, captivate listeners, and have powerful conversations with people who are making an impact in the world, from major celebrities to everyday people. They will motivate you to live the good life. Listen free each week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Make sure to stick around after this podcast to get the latest headlines from the AP News Minute.
Fill us in on the cast. What's are you still beefing with Mr. Real Estate or
Mike? Reza and I are good. Mike and I are not that good. Well, so like I feel like I always get along with everyone, but the beefs are basically like who hit a nerve with something that someone else thinks is fine. Like if you guys were just friends, the three of us are just friends, and like you did something last night and I call you out for it, but I'm like, this is a normal thing that a friend would say to someone. And Mike, for example, he led a girl on in a relationship. This just aired, so I can definitely talk about it. I think that Mike's pattern is that he's not always faithful, and like the girls think that they're in like a full-on relationship, he's gonna wife her up. So like if we call him out on that, he gets really, really mad.
But he did wife that one girl up and then cheated on her, right?
That was a long time ago.
But the whole time.
Oh, the whole time.
Yeah, that was so sad.
I know, since we don't address people getting fired, but who was the Did she call herself the Persian Princess? Season one. Wasn't there, or the Persian Barbie?
So we had both. We had the Persian pop priestess, who is the captain, who's Asa, who's gone.
No, she didn't. But Persian, I mean, Barbie. The one that I liked a lot was
Lily?
Lily. It right? was Lily. Yeah.
And Lily had her mom sometimes on.
No, she had the dog.
She had Coconut.
Well, she was solid. I was like, why did she leave? I was kind of but that's okay. Shout out Lily. I haven't seen you on Rodeo lately, girl. But
yeah, I think if you connect with people, the audience has to find you to be authentic, and you've got to show your life on reality TV, and people at home can smell like the difference. And, you know, if someone doesn't stay, it's because the audience – They do all these feedback between seasons, and they test audiences for really specific, comprehensive tests to see who people like, who people connect with. And if they're not liking you and connecting with you, I think that's probably why you go.
I'm so glad that didn't happen to us on the Hill.
So glad MTV did not do that.
Well, there's also...
Nobody likes you. You're
off. You're more hated than OJ. You're fired.
No, love to hate is also a reason to stay.
It's a box. Okay maybe right, they did test. Okay, we aced that test. Okay.
They tested. They have way more money than any other network.
Can we address your entourage? You're very well dressed, very elite level bags.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
hair.
She is wearing those Manolos. She has that Gucci bag.
Do you travel always with this level of entourage?
Yeah, dude. One of them is my assistant, Sienna. She's the one in the tweed coat.
Oh, she's got the Gucci bag.
She has the Manolos on.
They totally. But the one who's like acts like my mom, but she's like my biological daughter. That one. She's so funny. She's actually PR, so she'll be like.
For Bravo.
For me.
Oh.
So if I say something that she doesn't like, she'll be like.
She should be closer to like knock on the window.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, she said she
will. Bang on it.
Yeah. So. Hello. And then who is the other one?
That's also PR. They come together.
You have two PR.
Like, dang.
They're also
I can't
young.
Wait to get famous again.
Yeah, you guys are going to have fun.
We are not going to spend money on PR.
I'm going to have three PR people. If MJ is
you can
two,
pay
I
me.
Need three.
You can pay me. I will knock and say, stop saying
you're
that.
You're busy. You're busy always.
Do you guys live in Malibu right now?
No.
Here?
I feel like we live at the Palisades Village.
Oh, that's fun.
Have you been yet?
Not yet. Not
it's
since they...
It's unreal.
Okay, I'm going to go this weekend.
It'll
it's
melt great. Your brain.
It's my mom's birthday. I'm going to take her.
Oh, fun. So
check
how
out
are you
the
little
market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Heidi, I didn't hear
you. How are you and your mom?
Good.
She
She's really
at the
nice.
Wedding and happy. And
the wedding's... So I did a really odd thing when I walked down the aisle. I saw all my out-of-town family and friends, and I actually like stopped and kissed them hello on my
aww.
Way. It was odd.
Well,
did you not see them before the wedding? They
no,
like locked
I didn't.
You up. Sorry, let me make sure.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, the wedding is going to be like a supersized two-parter. So
on Bravo.
Yes, on Bravo.
Congratulations.
That's
thank
big
you.
Time.
It's pretty. Hopefully you guys will enjoy watching it if you have time.
We will.
We'll make time.
DVR.
Gunner will watch it.
How old is Gunner right now?
A year on Monday.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. So I saw you guys with Gunner at the... Like, you were on the other side of the room, though, at the step and repeat for that Daily Mail / TomTom / you know, they were, like, shooting, like, four different things. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I thought I saw you.
Yeah, we were far, and there was, like, a lot of – and that's part of the reason why I tweeted that I was excited to see you because, like, if we've been in kind of, like, the same universe and not really seeing each other and, like, there's sometimes you just don't get to come over and say, like, hi, I'm just introducing myself out of the blue for no reason, but, like – you know, I don't know. Does that happen with you guys?
Yeah, I was actually planning on coming over to say hi to you, and then Gunner started crying, and I'm like, let's leave. Like, we have like 5 minutes to be there, but I was going to come
think
over and say hi.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you'll want to have the opportunity to sort of just like bid a respectful, like, what's up? And like, didn't happen, but that was a crazy party.
How often do you, on a whole random new note, how often have you been around Ryan Seacrest, one of your producers?
Once a year, like, the last 7-8 years now. He's really cool. He's really down to earth. He works hard, obviously. Now he's like barely in LA because of the New York show with what is it called, Ryan and Kelly. But he's cool. Like, I remember he was like had a breakup with what's her name again, from the dancer, Kelly Juliana. And I was like, are you okay? And he's like, are you crazy? Of course I'm okay. Like, look at me.
That is so funny.
Oh, my God.
Totally.
That's how I would think.
I'm fine, OJ.
I'm Ryan Seacrest.
Exactly. I don't know if she's okay, but...
she'll never walk again straight. Yeah.
Oh, that was the highlight of my day right really there. Funny. Thank you for that side note.
Yeah, there was really a time funny. When we used to see him, like, weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a time...
When on Ryan Seacrest Radio, like in the beginning of The Hills and all the Scoop.
We'd just
like,
be on Kiss yes. FM all the time. And now, nope. Nope. We do radio in
Eight
Australia. we did a radio show in Australia. Shout out, Jackie.
I bet
O,
you'll be back.
And
yeah. I know. It's hard with Gunner now because, like,
Heidi
for
doesn't
filming,
want to do press. Heidi doesn't want to film. Yeah, Heidi doesn't even want to be famous.
Yeah, I wanted to be a mom. I mean, that's like my biggest ambition. I want to be with him, you know?
Of course.
So, like, I'd had to hire a nanny just to help me with filming here and there. It's like, but really, and I'm telling them, like, I'm not going out to the clubs. I'm not going out to late dinners.
Thank God.
Like, yeah, I'm going to be with Gunner. That's just, and if I'm not on this show because of that or certain things or opportunities, then it's just going to be the way it is. But
you know, what's the name of the Juliana Rancic whose son ran out while they were shooting
that
thing?
I still don't believe that was staged.
You think
staged.
That was staged?
I don't know. It looked a little.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
On E! News, like her first week back, like when they're doing, is it even taped live? No, it was just
I don't
like, so that's why they put out like a
no,
record.
They left it.
So like the kid runs back from on behind stage and like bangs on the live screen.
Oh, that's cute.
No, it was very
but
cute.
I think kids are coming with you. You know, he's getting older every day. He's getting
he looks
like,
happy,
more,
Heidi.
Yeah.
Hi.
He's adorable.
Smiling.
He's happy.
So this is the first time he hasn't been in here the whole time.
Oh, and he's doing well though, right?
He looks like he's having
Daddy
more fun.
Nap time.
And
Gunner.
This is his babysitter or nanny, sorry. Nanny?
Actually,
she's our everything. She's very much. The problem is she lives in Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh.
So we lived in Santa Barbara for 8 years and Kelsey was in our life there. So we can, now she's a teacher, so we only get like one day a week of Kelsey, which is we're trying to get so rich that we could just buy a school for Kelsey and she could teach down the street.
This is Mercedes, Gunner.
Hey, Gunner, you are really cute.
Do you drive a Mercedes?
I do.
I'm just making sure.
Hey.
Just making sure you're on brand.
You crack me up. So,
is it white?
It's black.
Haven't you seen it?
My brain remembers things from this morning.
That's true.
I had a white one before. What do you guys drive, you crazy kids?
Nothing flashy yet.
A Denali.
Denali.
I drive a Denali.
I love that. Yeah. I'm going to have one. I would like to have one.
For, yeah, being a mom.
Yeah, good job.
But
do you want to have a boy like Gunner or a girl or twins? Or
don't want twins. I think that two right now, don't you think it would be too hard to like open a car door?
Anytime I see a twin,
for me,
I'm like, how did
for
they
me,
do
it would
that?
Be too yeah. much.
That would be too much. Literally, if you're, because I think.
Breastfeeding with two babies is wild.
Yeah.
Hi.
But I think you guys are going to do great. I think you're going to have both. I really do think you're going to have both.
What, fame and family?
Fame,
the
family.
F and the F?
Yeah, because I think that having this help, I mean, the only thing you really need to do is to get her here from Santa Barbara more often.
Yeah.
Can she do sleepovers or does she have a life?
Well, I hired someone else that she recommended to be more full-time with Gunner, just to like, so I can do emails and stuff. But the looks I probably give her, I'm surprised she comes back to the house.
Why?
Because I'm just very stressed out. And I'm like, you're with my kid. And it's just like very
like, for instance,
for
she did not mean any ill will the other day. And I use the word all the time. Like, you know, he's jumping and crawling. And then, you know, the nanny, she's being very nice. She wasn't mean. And she's like, oh, you little crazy kid. And Heidi comes up to me and like, she's like, I need to talk to her. She cannot call Gunner crazy. And I'm like, she's way younger than us, Heidi. Like, I'm sure the young, cool kids think crazy's cool. Like, I don't think it is. And so I had to say, like, we only call Gunner superstar, miracle baby, amazing, you know.
Words are powerful. Yeah. And
words
I don't
are powerful.
Mind hearing.
I will that. Say that if I think something for a second and then I say it out loud, I've just given it 10 times more power. And then I like stoke that flame out. I put it out. because words are very powerful.
Yeah, you know totally. What I mean? So I just want to be.
I call myself crazy all the time.
You can call yourself whatever you want, but my son. Okay.
I think it's liberating for me to call myself crazy because my husband wants to say it. I make it a positive. But I think that you should be able to say to your childcare professionals, she probably gets you because she's in the business to understand what you're going through.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And number two, you could easily say we use positive words and that should be okay with her.
Yeah. And she's very receptive to
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
she's been she's been a trooper. I really like her. So
awesome.
But yeah, I'm going to put him down. I'm still.
Somebody Twittered me on a different note that they never in a million years thought they'd love a podcast with the noises of a baby in the background. And so to our listeners that feel that way, we really appreciate it. There's no other option. Okay.
I think it's amazing.
An issue with it, I'm going to pray for you, as Heidi would say.
Yeah. So what do you want? You want a boy or a girl? What do you?
I'd like one of each if we're really. Yeah. Are you guys going to try again and have.
We are.
Awesome.
I haven't slept in a year, so.
Yeah, you
but
might,
we were just yeah. on the Hollywood Medium on E! Spoiler alert, and he had some little information about.
Tell me something.
He just said that we should go on pause right now.
Okay.
We are on pause.
I know. I'm just making sure we're paused.
Yeah, because you put a year. And then go back on play.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I think that 3 years apart would be good because I need to sleep a little bit and then rest up and right. re-heal my body. And then I think, so next December I plan on trying, God willing.
God willing. But 3 years max.
Yeah, 3 years
age difference.
Is good. Yeah. Before we keep going, let's talk about Layla Mattress, my new favorite mattress. We have these pillows that are unbelievable, and I got the mattress for my mom, and she has a severe sleeping problem and really doesn't fit any mattress, and she said this is one of the best night's sleep she's ever had. She loves the cooling effect. That's one of the most amazing things about Layla. My mom's been getting a great night's sleep. So Layla's a mattress company founded on the belief that awesome sleep gives you your best awake life. And that is so true. My mom's feeling recharged, refreshed, getting that good night's sleep. And me too. I don't get much sleep. So the time that I do, I need something really amazing. With stellar reviews, obviously. Spencer knows all about the reviews.
Reviews are freaking amazing. Do not miss your chance. Like Heidi said, Grammy Cuckoo, also known as Grammy Cuckoo, is obsessed with her Layla mattress. And she would tell you if she didn't like it. She's very honest, like her daughter.
Yeah, this revolutionary mattress has copper gel in the foam. So you get more support for every sleep position. You can flip the mattress to get the right feeling for you. So
go to laylasleep.com and enter promo code WAKEUP, WAKEUP, and you'll get $120 off the Layla mattress and a free Layla pillow with your mattress.
That pillow is $99 for free just for trying the mattress. And we have a very special exclusive offer just for Spidey listeners.
Wow, somebody's just in a great mood today. You wouldn't think she's having a real life panic attack about our babysitter right now.
Yeah, that's because I have my Layla mattress. Help me to sleep. Feeling good. You got nothing to lose. An amazing new you is just waiting on Layla mattress. Go to laylasleep.com now. Use promo code WAKEUP to get $120 off Layla mattress.
And a free Layla pillow. So what are your favorite Bravo shows besides Shaw's Sunset?
I'm a Bravo junkie. I watch Real Housewives of every city.
What's your favorite city?
Oh, Atlanta.
Really?
Atlanta. Oh my God. Can I play something for
Please,
you right now?
I hope you have a voicemail from NeNe.
I wish, but it's
NeNe
actually
on the
better.
Again now?
Yes.
Season?
Yes. She's
what are your
back.
Thoughts on Kim?
Kim who?
Zodiac.
Oh, dang.
Never mind.
I don't know. I guess Brielle's
Kim?
Mom?
No, I think Kim reminds me of someone who is famous and is probably does a lot of bad things and like is famous despite that. Maybe she's misunderstood. Mm-hmm. You guys were misunderstood.
Yeah. But I did a lot of bad things, so.
But like, intentionally.
On purpose. Hello.
Here's what bothers me about Kim is just that she's clearly not showing her life And then she still kind of tries to get away with it. Like having her husband parked outside every time she's shooting. It's stupid. Like just have the balls to do. I didn't mean to use a
what
not
do you mean?
Positive word. You remember like last couple of seasons, they're like Kim doesn't participate in the show in the same way. She's like not really into it anymore. So like then no. She shouldn't have the privilege of being there. Like all the other ladies want to be there.
Oh, on The Housewives, but not on her own show.
Yeah, on her own show. I have no opinion about that.
Yeah, I've watched that. She's like full on.
What do you think of show? Lisa Vanderpump not associating with the rest of the cast and stopping Brandy?
Is
podcaster.
That public knowledge?
Yeah, I mean it's
yes, it is.
It's
it is. It
news.
Is.
Well,
it is.
It's not okay. Van Mike. It's not. Oh. It's not on the record.
That's
going to
get edited out.
No, I think Brandy did say that somebody okay. on. The cast and
yeah.
So what do you know that
could only
I don't
be
know?
One person
scoop
I'm gonna find out more next week as Ooh. A matter of fact but and I can't wait but I mean I'm here to confirm that I have also heard that
from
she's
reading
sequestered
on the internet.
Yes yeah. only from what's online or not that she's sequestered herself from everyone else but she's very hurt and it's got a lot to do with Dorit and she
what did Dorit do?
I don't
from
know
from a different from New York?
No, not Dorinda.
Oh, Dorit.
Dorit is
oh,
the
I was
blonde
thinking Dorinda.
Girl.
I was like, Dorinda was yeah. just at her opening, and I love Dorinda. Yeah.
I do the same thing. Dorit, you know which okay. one she is? The blonde, the Israeli, the one that has kind of an accent. Her husband is the guy that yeah. people make fun of.
Yeah.
She had the two boys.
PK, yes.
Okay.
One of them was speaking at first, and now he is because
yeah,
he got
the
therapy. I don't think he had a helmet.
Just remind me when I'm so scary, rich, and famous like Lisa Vanderpump to always film with everybody. I never want that to happen.
I'll remind you.
Yeah, remind me when that happens.
Yeah, but what? It's got to be for a good reason that she's doing this.
Maybe she's just over it. Maybe she's like, I'm rich. I have spinoffs.
I don't think those restaurant people will continue to go to those restaurants if she's not on the air.
But if she keeps having the other shows,
like,
they will. They don't go to just see Lisa. They go to see
all
Tom
those
and
Jax
Tom
and Stassi.
Yeah.
Oh, for
Stassi
sure.
And Sheena. Sheena.
Oh, they're definitely Sheena. Going because that's kind of like the hub of L.A. now for
Are you
going
to open a restaurant?
No, I would yeah. rather go into body confidence, body positive things that will help women's self-esteem.
Woo.
So that's my next thing.
Woo. Okay.
Good for you. Right.
Thank you.
Mine too.
Yeah.
I
love that.
I love it.
So let me see if I can find this really quickly.
Has the cast,
I like the name Sequestra.
Has
like
the cast done an Iranian Iran trip yet?
No, I don't think we can go. Like, if we go, they might behead us.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. Anything can happen. They could be like, you guys, you know, embarrass us or whatever, and you'll just be, we could just, they could do anything they want. It's totally corrupt.
Maybe wow. you guys could
well,
all go to, like, Iraq and, like, be on, like, put your foot on the border. Be like, we're
Yeah, we could go to a bordering country.
Yeah.
Well, there's also where the Shah of Iran was buried in Egypt, so we'd like to go there.
That would be a fun little trip.
I
just love cast trips.
Yeah. Lots of security.
I know. This year we went to Vegas.
Yeah, that doesn't...
Via Southwest Airlines.
At least
yeah, because you guys have had... crazy trips, like all across the country. I mean, the world.
Yeah, and then we went to Planet Hollywood and stayed where
budget cuts.
Next time you're just going to Hollywood Boulevard,
yeah.
and that's going to be the cast
I know,
trip.
On one of those with a star map.
Yeah, they're like, here, guys, pretend your name's on it.
I wonder if you guys can yell at Lauren for that. You guys see her every day, right? I mean, you have to deal with...
I would never dare yell at Lauren Weber, not Lauren Conrad. I would never yell at anyone. I love crystals and sage and Palo Santo and healing energies.
My cousin
Lauren Weber is intimidating, in my opinion. I don't want no problems with her.
No, you don't. But then you're going to have a good relationship with her, and you will be able to say anything you want, but not in a disrespectful way.
Yeah. yeah, in a very
I have conversations
with her very direct and seriously because I have Gunner and I
Heidi
have to
and I
have
very
way.
Different ways we do reality shows. Heidi has things she's concerned about, and I say, "Where are the cameras?"
It's true.
Film me more, please.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I can be there from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock for 5 minutes.
But if Gunner cries, I'm running away.
You have to know this. You guys are the most interesting to come back and watch of everyone you named. Nobody cares about anybody else as much as you.
New Beginnings, we love the whole cast. Shout out.
No, like Brody's going to be there, so Brody's cool. But no, it's true because you guys are a success story.
I appreciate that.
You're coming back later after you're going to be able to redeem whatever that BS was from before.
Lies.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm sorry, but
there's something that we may have to break it on the podcast because I'm not sure they're going to follow it on the show, but there is scoop that we have that literally will melt people's brains.
It'd be very liberating for us.
It would change our Wikipedia page.
It would change.
Yeah, so.
Course of history of the hills.
But I don't think they want to cover it on MTV. I'm just throwing that out there. So just know.
I can't even imagine that there's. So you're saying that there's something that you guys have in your real life that might not be shown on the show?
Well, no, it's part of the past. It's a blast from the past.
It's from the past. And still, we don't know what's on the show. We're not even supposed to say we're on the show, I heard.
Everybody knows it's out. You can, you know, I brought it up. You can blame me.
I'm on the dang show. Okay? I'm on it. Hashtag new beginning.
Hashtag
what else? Life's so good.
So okay, I think
so happy you don't have SARS. What a blessing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Gosh.
I know. I don't know what that was.
I'm gonna DM him and be like, "Thanks for the heart attack, Mr. Buff. That guy's buff as heck. Your trainer."
Oh, is that what happened? Was it? Yeah, he's very, and he's Canadian, so he's nicer than Coloradians, right?
Nobody's nicer
than the Colorado people.
Well, Justin Bieber is Canadian. He's pretty nice. He treated me with such respect.
Hey, yeah.
He did. He was like a little angel.
He loved Kelsey.
That's good.
I know.
I'm sure he was a fan.
No, he had no idea. He actually thought I was Chad from The Bachelor. Which made me feel pretty. Oh, Chad's buff as heck.
A lot of people watch that show. Do you guys watch that show?
We did. We watched every Chad episode. I watched all Bachelors, all Bachelorette. It was like, no one watched more reality TV than I did.
Until.
Maybe you.
Yeah.
Literally. In the drinking.
But I never watched The Bachelor.
And
sorry.
They made it a sober show. And it's
And the Paradises are so good.
It doesn't bother you to see the women, like, falling over themselves for a guy?
No, because I think
the
it's
show.
All... Yeah,
so
I think it's very contrived.
I respect
contrived.
Any woman that wants to get that airtime. Girl, get it.
Yeah, and then if they fall in love, great. But for me, I just think of it as entertainment. But I do think there have been some great success stories.
Sean and Caitlin are the real deal. Sean, okay. B...
Maybe someday. Maybe.
Oh, you don't watch it at all?
I've watched it off and on, but the girls competing for the guy really pisses me off, so I just have to change the channel. But the really crazy girl, what's her name? You know who I'm talking about. Blonde-ish.
Corinne.
Yes, Corinne.
No, she's not crazy.
I think that's her...
Character. Yeah, her character. We had her on the podcast. She's like as normal as could be. I was like,
okay. But she did turn up for the show and she said she had a character.
That was the last season. My point was that I've seen
that was
the show.
The last good
that was
season.
Really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
But then she didn't take off her clothes to get his attention and jump on his lap to get his attention. And yes, she did.
But she
I was like, she jumped in the pool.
She might have done that at a party. So who knows? You know, maybe she's just like a party animal.
Like Heidi would totally do that pre being a mom.
I would not
Heidi
ever.
Would get naked.
Spencer. Okay. I would get drunk, but I wouldn't get naked.
Well, she was living her best life. Let's just say that.
Yeah, totally.
I'd never do that on camera.
But you could be.
Shut your mouth.
As on the club scene note that you were saying, I don't want to go anymore. And obviously, like, aren't we glad that we don't want to anymore? If I could get my friends together for like a nice dinner and a night out, like once a month would be great. And that's it. Like,
see,
you don't need it more.
I love going to places where people have to stand in line for, spend $10,000 to get a table. Everyone's looking at like, oh, that's the good booth. Like, bring that attention my way. Thank you.
And be home by 12.
The clubs don't open till 12.
I don't care.
My cousin Ziba, we have to give her a shout out because she's a big fan of you, this podcast, your crystals.
Wow, we should get her some crystals. Omar, if you're listening, please take note. We're going to send Ziba Emerson. We're going to send her Pride Daddy crystals.
Yes.
Done.
She loves you guys
Omar,
on the show.
Make
that's
that happen.
So sweet. Thanks.
Can I play this thing that I wanted to play?
Yeah,
we're
waiting.
We're available till at least 2 o'clock when we're going to pretend to have our first couples workout.
Okay.
We are
this is a clip
here with Mercedes.
Hi. Oh my God, I love this jean jacket on me.
Yes, you look amazing.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And those nails.
So I'm going to play a clip from the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion with Phaedra, and she's reading Kenya. So I thought this was one of the coolest things. So like when you wake up at like 5 in the morning, it's too early to start your day, it's still dark out, and I just like was looking through Instagram videos. So this is the video.
This is from the way past because Phaedra's not on it anymore.
That's right.
Okay.
Sorry.
And while she's sitting around running around talking about my husband and the father of my children, and she spends her weekends peddling through sperm banks, looking through catalogs to try to find a donor, honey, you don't know if your baby dad will be an axe murderer or a child molester, because what you will know is that he needed $10 to get him a medium-sized pizza so he ejaculated in a cup so you could have a kid. Now check that.
Oh my, how would they let her be fired? They need to bring her back.
No, it got crazy.
I know, it's such good TV. She just said that they tried to
no,
it
was a rape accusation.
Right, I think you can't do that. Termination.
Wow, what a star. Well, I miss her.
Jerry O'Connell said that too on Andy. Jerry O'Connell said that he misses Phaedra.
Well, I miss Phaedra's husband the most.
Apollo.
Apollo.
Apollo ended up off the show.
Apollo and all the like things that he was like collecting. Like he had all like the dirt bikes hidden in the ATVs and like wave runners.
That does sound fun.
Yeah, I was like, he really knows how to do credit card prep. He was like Melissa McCarthy in that. what was that? Identity theft. But yeah.
But is he out of prison?
I doubt it.
We don't get that. 4 years.
I feel like that show would be airing on YouTube.
That's true.
I would watch it.
I would watch it too.
Hello, guys. You're having so much fun today.
So what's your plan for the birthday party? Is there a party for a one-year-old?
We had a Morgan Saint performing, but now it's costing so much because she's on tour, blah, blah. So now it may just be a pizza party.
That's
cool. It's so hard having an elite-level party for a one-year-old.
I know.
Let alone expensive.
Right.
I was going to get a bounce house, and they're like, well, we don't know if we permit that for the park. And then I was getting an ice cream truck, and they're like, we don't know if we permit that for the park. So everything I was getting, I'm like having to cancel.
Is the party for you guys, or is the party really for Gunner?
It was for Gunner. If you film, it becomes an issue with children and permits. So
right.
Yeah, so I had to like cancel all the mom group that I have with like all his
so now
friends.
They really,
and I was like, oh, that's so like, embarrassing.
They didn't like Heidi before, and now they really don't like Heidi.
Yeah, I'm like, oh
no, they love Heidi. And does Gunner change so much every month, like in terms of his moving and
seems like day
just
now.
Advancing every month?
Yeah, he's getting ready to walk pretty soon.
That's so cool. I love watching.
He still doesn't sleep. That one consistent thing.
So Heidi tells me every morning, the first thing that happens when I open my eyes, she looks at me and she goes, I didn't sleep all night. I've been up since 4. Yeah. I'm like, good morning, honey.
I get like an hour at a time.
And then how about, why can't Spencer sleep with him?
I do. He's in the bed with us.
Right, but
I don't have a breast with milk in it yet. Science and technology is fascinating. Yeah.
Probably by the second child.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure.
Lactate.
I'll sign up. If I got to do, I got to do.
So but if I try to rock him to sleep or Spencer, he wakes up for 2 hours and we'll be up.
Wait. If you try to?
Yeah, so if I try not to, like, feed him back to sleep and I try to rock him or have Spencer do it, he'll be awake for 2 hours.
I see.
And I'm like, I can't. That's,
you can't do that.
2 hours.
But then what about pumping the breast milk and putting it in a bottle? Then you can sleep. No?
No, because he won't, like, he doesn't want a pacifier, or I think it's just the comfort of, like, me and the smell.
He likes to squeeze a breast.
That's the way it is right now.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron just did a movie about that, and I watched it on a plane, and she was tired until she got
What movie is this?
It's really brand new, like, it's just left the theaters.
Heidi's gonna love
it's a docu-series
this.
Series
Heidi's like, what's the I'm gonna watch?
It's a theatrical, you know, film. It's like a movie theater movie, but it's very realistic. And she did get a night nurse. But I guess the night nanny likes, for some reason,
not even like the day nanny.
Not
yeah,
you.
Having night someone in the middle of the night.
We love you, Kelsey. It's not
no,
you.
No, Kelsey's not even. She's
we love you too, Abby. Like everyone, we don't know, listen to like,
I like them. I just don't want to share, is all I'm saying. I just have a hard
nothing
time sharing.
Nothing personal.
I waited a long time for this child.
So when, you know, it's all going to go by so quickly, honestly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Hey.
But I mean, you know, they say formula.
If you say formula, it makes you sleep better.
Time for a handoff now.
Yeah. Time for a nap about 2 hours ago.
Time for a nap 2 hours ago. So, yeah. Life is...
So you guys are going to have a great time, though. So how long are you going to shoot this season?
I'm going to have a great time. Heidi is already ready to call. If we were really rich, Heidi would already quit.
Right. What, like
in real life.
But I think that you're...
When I'm like, Heidi, we need to be rich and famous. That's why you need to step over. She's like, no. She's so over it.
I think because she knows that you're like driving the train, that she can be... Hey, little man.
Yeah, she, well, yeah. In a perfect world, like, she wouldn't have to do it, I guess.
But you're driving it, and she probably leans back on knowing that you're going to take care of that. Your attitude is in the right place, and then she could be concerned so she doesn't have mom guilt. But you're both doing it. And
yeah,
then...
I've been praying for this for 8 years, so to me, it's like a legit answered. Like, you know how many people were like, there's never coming back, Spencer. You're crazy. And that's like, yes, it is coming back. So, yeah. It's
but that's
so
great. So
and
congrats.
I cannot wait to watch Brody and his new wife because, you know, I don't hang out with them that much. But when I have seen them together, they are very entertaining.
So they fight a lot.
Oh, I don't know what they do when I'm not there, but it's gonna be so entertaining.
Do you have any insight about why Caitlin didn't go to their wedding?
I'll go because she's a horrible father figure.
She just was selfish and didn't want to go?
Yeah. She punked the heck out of me at the Malibu barbecue, though, because I said so many things about how... And it's like her thing about, oh, I had a business opportunity. Oh, nobody ever saw what that business was. Must have... Were you slanging something? Like, what?
Yeah, there was nothing socially posted.
Yeah, where is this...
Where she was on that day.
Where is this speech? Where is the meeting? You know, like, that was the biggest bogus story. Oh, my God. Miracle Baby is banging on the podcast window.
He's strong.
Right now. Oh, he's
strong.
Breaking through it. So, yeah.
Like, yeah, you would make sure she would go out of her way to show that she really had somewhere else. That
yeah,
she had
I'll
to
never
be.
Get past the fact that Brody was with Caitlin, his now wife,
right.
3 years before Caitlin
chose
the name Caitlin. So that's what if I had the guts to approach Caitlin at that barbecue. Brody's father.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have put on Snapchat, why did you choose Brody's
wife,
girlfriend,
yeah.
now fiance, now wife's
yes.
name? But I guess maybe it could really be the craziest coincidence that was secretly the name all along. So that could be the case.
I mean, there's so many variations or so many names,
yeah,
you know. I mean, to me, it just sounds like a, to me, not you, it sounds like another selfish move just to do something despite that's your, you know, come on. It's yeah. your fiance, girlfriend, future wife's now wife's name.
That throws me off so much. And it just makes it so hard because I always have to say, like when I'm referring to Caitlin Brody's wife, I have to say Caitlin Brody's wife. It's like, I don't want to have to do that every time.
And then his brother is
just
uncoupling.
Got divorced. It was a lovely letter that they put out.
The conscious uncoupling thing.
They didn't use that word.
They kind of did.
It was pretty much that type of, we're best friends, we're on a journey. It was like Goop edited.
It was. They basically said they're like starting their next generation of life or something, their next cycle. It was definitely in the conscious uncoupling vein.
Yeah. Once I saw them, they were like a group together. Once I saw them like go on their individual artist journeys, I was like, you know, that was just my thought. I wish the best, but I was definitely like, oh, we're no longer one group.
I know. That's weird. Sometimes like you would think that they would just stay stable enough and nothing would change in their lives to make them people like those two, you know, split up.
Yeah, it just shows you, like, you can be good-looking, have money, great life, and, like, still it's hard to be a couple, you know, like,
yeah.
So for people who aren't, like, have money, good-looking, and have perfect lives, you know.
Yeah, they just had a really, they seem to have a really steady, happy, healthy environment.
And it's
and
still,
music and
I was like,
the
wow.
beach and all that good stuff. And what is her, who's her dad again? Don Henley? No.
Don Felder.
Don.
The guitarist.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah,
but what? he ended up beefing out with the band and suing them. But
okay.
He did write Hotel California. I know that.
That's great. So, yeah. So maybe they should join the cast.
it's
not too late.
I would hope we get Brandon, because I feel like Brandon would be a good him now single with Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner as stepsisters. I feel like he could have a very entertaining dating life.
Totally. Because, Kendall seems more like a Jenner than a Kardashian.
I thought that, and I feel like the deeper she gets into that, like I would never, I guess just modeling. Like the other day I was thrown off by some, like, the nude photo shoot. I just felt like that wasn't Kendall, but I guess that's high fashion, and I'm not judging anyone that wants to ride a horse naked or whatever. But I was like, okay. Giddy up, right? So
we're going to look forward to seeing Brody and Caitlin, his wife.
That's going
to
be fire.
That I agree. And then I'm curious about you two, because the two of you have an amazing dynamic, and you have Gunner. And, I mean, I hear loud and clear that Heidi has limitations in her shooting availability, but still, like...
No, she wants to film, obviously, as much as possible, but she wants to, like, be her mom. Like, that's the problem. Like, these other moms, like, shout out Whitney, who's a dang star, right? She is fine to leave her... Not fine, I don't know. But, like, I watched her journey on IG story. She went to Italy for 2 weeks, and... Heidi would rather die than do that. So, like, there's just different types. No, different. There's different. I don't know.
There's smothering styles?
Yeah. So, like, that's the issue that we're going to probably run into is, like, all these other moms are fine to, like, probably go out and do it. And it's like Heidi's going to be like, no. Like, so.
But how old is Whitney's child?
I think close to Gunner's age, maybe.
Okay.
4 months older.
Okay. Well, 4 months is a big deal.
Yeah.
But I think if Heidi thinks about how quick these seasons are shot and time flies, and I mean, you know, she wants to do the right thing because these are really important, vital moments that you never get back. I have to respect her for what Heidi's doing and her choices. But ultimately, she's going to feel the pain of leaving and being somewhere else. But 2 weeks is excessive.
Yeah, for that... In our opinion.
In my opinion, it must have been very hard. Only in Mercedes, definitely not in Spencer's opinion. It must be hard for a mom to go to Italy for 2 weeks, because that's also not a quick plane ride home.
Yeah. No, the baby didn't go.
No, but if something should happen or that you want to be right back.
I think she trusted her mom. I think it was with the mom, so I'm sure, you know. But...
But like,
the
still,
long story short is that,
like, when my dad was sick, I didn't like to be far. Just in case I need to rush home, even if someone else, like a doctor, is taking care of something, I still want to be like half an hour away.
I totally agree. Well, we are actually getting kicked out of our studio. I could talk to Mercedes all day long, but Steve, the police, is like, we started late. Obviously, Spidey was late.
That's
so
okay.
We had a hard out is the word I get in the email. So what nights the show is airing on Shaw's Sunset on Bravo?
Thursday nights at 9 p.m.
Is that Pacific? Is that?
That is Eastern? 9 p.m. But anywhere, unless Central Time might be different. But check your local listings.
There we go. And where can they find you on Instagram and Twitter?
I am at Mercedes Javid. We love you, Gunner.
He hates when the show ends. It's so sad.
I would cry. Like, that's what I feel like doing.
Yeah, I know.
On all social media outlets, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, I'm at Mercedes Javid.
And how do you spell that?
Like the car, J-A-V, like Victor, I-D.
Boom. So do not miss and look forward to her future body positive business. It's going to be huge. Yes. Watch out, everyone. Thank you so much for coming here healthy. And sorry for the conspiracy floating around on.
Great icebreaker.
No, it was good. I just got the energy wrong. We're like, oh, no, we're all going to go to the hospital. But
I actually have to tell you, one of my girlfriends said she's – I texted her and I said, out of the blue, are you still sick or can we connect? And she's like – I still have a cough, but I'm not sick anymore. I'm like, you're still sick. I'm like, please don't be around me because you just don't. Why?
Oh, who can, if no I'm in the market it? And someone does like a real cough near me, I literally
give them a mask. Yeah.
I'm literally like, oh, you like you couldn't get freaking Uber Eats or something.
Seriously.
Like, whoa. Like, I'm, oh yeah, don't get me
I'm
started.
On that, so, I'm in that play. Zone too.
Like, I'm going to be one of these amazing Japanese citizens that wear the face masks.
I know.
And now they make them at Gucci store. Like now they have designer face masks. So
it's true. My IVF doctor's office has the face masks available. And there's signs everywhere that says if you sneeze or cough, please be wearing a mask. Damn it.
Okay. That should be the name of this podcast. So please thank you to our sponsors. Layla, we love you. Thank you to the CW. So excited to watch Charmed on the CW because I love magic and wizards and witches and potions and you name it. And please give us 5 stars. Shout out Lady Gang, who's nominated for People's Choice Podcast, even though we have more reviews than them. Oh, but I voted for you guys. I love you. And then, yeah, nice comments. They're really, we love positivity. It's such a new thing for our lives. So thank you. Bye.
Bye.